how independent podcasters actually land their first sponsorship. Why most podcasters never get past the dreaming stage. Podcast sponsorships rarely happen because brands simply discover a great show. For independent podcasters, especially those without huge download numbers, most partnerships come through direct outreach. Marketing managers are busy, and unless you reach the right person with a relevant offer, your podcast may never get noticed. The common mistake is pitching random brands without preparation. A few ignored emails can make sponsorship seem impossible, but the real problem is usually poor targeting rather than audience size. Step 1. Know what you're offering. Before building a contact list, understand what your podcast can offer. Consider your downloads, audience demographics, publishing frequency, engagement, and niche. Downloads matter, but they aren't everything. A focused podcast with 800 highly relevant listeners can be more valuable to the right sponsor than a general show with thousands of casual listeners. Create a simple media kit containing listener demographics, average downloads, social reach, episode format, reviews, and other useful audience information. This gives potential sponsors a quick overview of your value. Step 2. Define your ideal sponsor. Not every company is suitable for your podcast. Start by identifying products and services your audience genuinely uses. An entrepreneurship podcast might naturally attract SaaS companies, business services, financial products, or educational platforms. Research brands already sponsoring similar podcasts. Their existing advertising activity is a strong indicator that they understand podcast marketing and have budgets for partnerships. Step 3. Build your contact list. Finding companies is easy. Finding the right person inside those companies is harder. Look for marketing managers, partnership managers, brand partnership coordinators, or founders at smaller businesses. Aim for 30 to 50 qualified contacts before starting outreach. This gives you enough prospects to generate meaningful conversations without sacrificing targeting. Step 4. Write better outreach emails. A strong contact list won't help if your emails are generic. Keep your subject line short and relevant, personalize the opening, and explain why the partnership makes sense for their audience. Focus on the value you can provide rather than talking only about yourself. Include a simple call to action, such as asking whether they'd like to review your media kit. Resources covering cold email outreach techniques. https://galadon.com/cold-emailing for a job sample can also help you understand how effective outreach messages are structured. Step 5. Follow up. One email is rarely enough. Wait 3 to 5 business days and send a polite follow-up. 2 follow-ups are usually sufficient. If there is still no response, move on and revisit the company later with a different angle. The long game. Your first sponsorship may take weeks or months, but a consistent system makes the process much easier. Build a targeted contact list, create a professional media kit, personalize your pitches, and follow up consistently. The podcasters who land sponsorships aren't necessarily those with the biggest audiences. They're often the ones who reach the right brands with the right message at the right time.